Life Audio.
Welcome to the Team Us podcast, where...
You like that?
No. Try it again.
But I like Monster Truck speaker things.
Okay. Well...
Let's try a different approach.
Okay.
Welcome to the Team Us podcast, where we share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
See, I think that was more appropriate. Yes. And if you don't already know, we are Ted and Ashley Slater. And if you listened to the last episode, you know that today we're talking about date night.
Date night.
Yay.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We're going to talk about why it matters, what it looks like in different seasons, and creative ways to overcome challenges. Okay, so Ted, I think it would be fun to revisit some of our favorite date nights. And since we've had a lot of dates in the last almost 20 years, I thought I'd ask you your favorites in different categories. Mm-hmm. But since I know you don't like rapid fire questions, we'll keep it unrushed. And then after you share, I'll share mine too. It'll be fun to see if we have any of the same.
And we should clarify, by date night, we're not talking about the Middle Eastern fruit, like an event, you know, encompassing or dealing.
Right.
Not wouldn't that it, kind of date.
Wouldn't it have been funny though if we went on a date and it ate dates? We've never done that.
Not yet.
No.
I think I have a plan.
Okay. Okay. We'll have to put that on our list. Okay.
Yes.
Favorite dinner date.
My favorite dinner date was a few years ago, Christmas time, Colorado Springs, and went to the Madrigal dinner at the
Glen Eerie Castle.
Oh my lands. And the snow, it was just a little bit of snow coming down. And the like a 7-course meal and the singing, and it was amazing.
Yes, it's funny because
you said the same thing.
Well, I put that for a different category, which we will get to,
right.
But I think it fits both categories.
Yes,
I put the Shakespeare Tavern.
Ah, and I put that for a different category.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wait. It's all supposed to be a surprise. We're not supposed to.
I don't know. We'll find out
that
which,
we've looked over
which ones. Well, you know, we. Yeah. Dead air is not a good thing. So we had to prep a little bit for this. Right. Yeah, I'm thinking that we went a couple times to the Shakespeare Tavern in Atlanta, but I'm thinking the one where it was one of the political dramas. There was so much fake blood. They were mopping it up.
They had to go twice
during intermission.
Mopping up twice. Yeah, it was when what's his name got stabbed by his buddies.
Was it Caesar? Was it Julius Caesar? Was that the one we saw?
Et tu Brute?
I think so.
I think you're right.
Okay, next category. Favorite outdoor date.
It's fairly recent.
Okay.
And you said, hey, Ted, let's go for a ride. And it was night. And so I bought a convertible. It's a 2007 Toyota Solera convertible that required a lot of work to get it to work.
TLC.
But, anyway, so we hopped in the convertible. It was early evening, becoming darker. And, we just drove and listened to reggaeton and, it took a weird turn off the main road and ended up a little scary. Like we were lost. And
like a dirt path on the edge of a ravine, like
a water,
empty water retention
thing,
ditch. I don't know.
There's a name for it.
It kept getting more and more narrow too. Yeah.
And we could not turn back. That was my favorite outdoor.
Okay. Day. So see, I put that one, but for a different category.
Shut up.
Okay. So we're. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Favorite special occasion.
Wait. What was your favorite outdoor date?
Did you say that? No, I didn't.
I'm interested.
Okay. I don't know if this counts. I was going to say Disney World. Do you remember when we went like years ago? My grandpa had died and he left us some money and you and I we had two kids then, and my parents watched the kids, mm-hmm. and we went to Disney World, and we stayed at one of the hotels, and at night we'd go sit out by the pool and just hang out, and it was perfect weather. So I don't know if that counts, but
sure.
I mean, that's outdoor.
We've had some good memories there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Favorite special occasion date. And this is the one I put the magical dinner, because one of the years we went like twice, right? One of the years that we went was on our anniversary overnight. And we stayed overnight. So originally I did think, ooh, favorite dinner.
Wow.
I had that one for
crazy.
It and then changed
we slept
it.
In a castle.
I know. It was pretty fun.
You were my princess.
Yes.
Or queen or something.
One of those, you know, royalty.
And my servant. No. No, not my servant.
Oh, that's just getting weird. Okay.
Oh, my special occasion date.
Yes.
Was our wedding. We set a date and we got married.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's thinking outside the box there.
Outside the box.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a very mm-hmm. good special occasion date. We danced. We ate cake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Favorite impromptu or unplanned date?
I confess, I don't have anything for this.
Well, but I put the convertible.
Yeah.
The outdoor convertible thing.
It was very spontaneous.
And a little scary.
It was.
So next time we'll probably choose our beaten paths a little more carefully.
I want to do it again.
Let's just pick better beat. Okay.
The road less traveled. Don't forget. That's important.
I know, but sometimes the road less traveled has potholes and
yeah,
scary cliffs. And
but here we are.
Yes.
We endured. We made it through together.
This is true.
Team us.
Okay. Favorite concert or event date?
Okay. It was in Missouri. And actually, I've got a couple of them.
Okay.
When we saw Stephen Curtis Chapman, Andrew Peterson.
That's what I put,
and we were, like,
too.
Right there. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, we were in the second row and they were like right in front of us, just being real and sincere. It's amazing. But then the other one was when we saw Delirious, and I was working at Focus on the Family at the time.
Uh-huh.
And we got to go in before anybody else. So we got like right up in the front, and it was like their next to last concert ever.
I think so. Yeah.
Like their last concert in the States or something like that.
Yeah.
That was just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That was amazing. I put the Andrew Peterson, Stephen Curtis Chapman one because it was a small venue,
mm-hmm.
and it was more of,
very small.
Was it like a theme, was like their storytelling tour or something? Mm-hmm. So
that's
it was
right.
Very like kind of unplugged and acoustic, and yeah, that was a good one.
It was wow.
Yeah.
We need to go on more concert dates.
I know. Favorite inexpensive date?
Anything that includes tacos.
Yeah, tacos are normally inexpensive, and we can find them all over the place.
Remember when we got tacos here. From, where was it? Jack in the Box?
You got tacos from Jack in the Box tacos. And then we never got tacos there again.
There's something alluring about them. Yeah. They're just sort of crunchy and greasy. And
our apologies to anyone who loves Jack in the Box tacos.
I get it.
You get it?
I get it.
Okay, well, I said, okay, this was actually before we were married,
mm-hmm.
but I think you picked me up from work and we went and flew kites in the park.
Oh, yeah. I used to be so romantic.
You still can be. It's just that the busyness of life interferes.
We got a lot of open fields here. We get wind here sometimes.
Yeah, we get a lot of wind. So we may have to do that again. Although
that
the
again.
Kids will want to do that one.
At last episode, we talked about revisiting the stuff you did when you were newly dates.
Yeah, so we may have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll figure that out. Favorite, did you tell your favorite inexpensive date?
Yes, tacos.
Tacos, right. Okay. Favorite travel date. And this could be like a trip.
This is where I said the Shakespeare Tavern back in Atlanta.
Because
it took like 45 minutes to an hour to get from our little town, our little house in outside of Marietta down to downtown Atlanta.
And you traveled back to the Elizabethan era in the show.
Right, see?
Or, you know, Renaissance Fair.
Time traveled.
Yeah. Well, I said San Francisco. I liked when we went to San Francisco. And
we walked everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coit Tower and the Golden Gate Bridge and then food and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I liked that one. Okay. Favorite home date?
You know, this is so boring, but sometimes I like to like watch a movie and eat crab cakes or ribs or chicken wings. I don't know. It's like a dinner and a movie at home.
Well, yeah, I put eating crab cakes and watching an old movie.
We have not had crab cakes in a while.
That's because Costco has not had them. Yeah. Have they? Or maybe they haven't been on sale.
They haven't been on sale.
We'll have to get some crab cakes.
Once they knock $3 off a box of crab cakes, we'll get some crab cakes
from Costco. Maybe we'll buy a couple boxes and then we've got a couple at home date nights. Okay. So obviously there's a lot we could talk about when it comes to date night.
And I hope these spark ideas for our listeners.
Right. Of fun, creative things you can do.
And they reminded us of some of the things we could do, like fly a kite.
Right. Now I want to sing.
Yeah, right. Let's go Mary Poppins, right?
So we're obviously not going to be able to cover everything about date nights in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I think a good place to start before we get into like the whens and hows of date nights is to answer the questions, does date night matter in marriage? And if so, why? Because I was actually talking to a friend of ours recently. Mm-hmm. We've actually gone on a couple double dates with them. Mm-hmm. And she told me that her daughter asked, why are you going on a date? You're already married. You know,
right.
And I think it's easy for us as married couples to ask the same thing sometimes. You know, why should we put the time, energy and money into date night when we're already married? What's the point? But Ted, when we went on date night too, I think you mentioned it in the last episode, we got tacos just last week and we were actually brainstorming for this episode. Right. You pointed out that maybe it's helpful to go back and consider, you know, what is a date? What's its purpose? Like before we got married.
Right.
Why did we date?
Well, in practical terms, a date consists of setting a date and a time. And it could be like tonight or now. Or it could be, hey, Thursday, let's go out for tacos or something.
Right.
So I think it's just setting a date and a time and doing it. You know?
Yeah. Well, and the purpose of doing that is to build and strengthen connection.
Getting to know you.
Exactly. We're just on a musical
getting to
kick
know
today.
All about you.
You know, it gives us an opportunity to step away from all of, you know, the responsibilities and demands and distractions of life and just to, you know, direct our attention and focus on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually came across an article on psychologytoday.com because I was searching, you know, why does date night matter?
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the title. And the title was Date Night, a necessity. And I really liked that title because I think as couples, we need to start telling ourselves that date night is a necessity because we need it to keep our connection strong and to continue growing together. And as we mentioned in the last episode, that's one way you can reconnect when you feel disconnected is go on a date.
Fun. I mean, among other things, I'm not spending $100 for a dinner.
Right.
Because there aren't four kids accompanying us.
Yeah. That's true. Sometimes we like to go try restaurants, just the two of us, so we can decide if it's worth taking our kids to it.
Yeah.
And I think that there's sometimes, and I know we've had seasons that are busier than others, and we can think we're too busy for date night. But I really think that if we start telling ourselves we're too busy for date night, then we're just too busy, period.
Oof.
And we really need to cut something out. I mean, if we sit back, and this is not directed at you because I know you like your phone.
What?
But
no, I don't. It's for business.
You know, I think that if we, all of us as people, or most of us, sit back and think, ooh, how much time do I spend on my smartphone?
Mm-hmm.
We all, I mean, I play games, you play games, I'm on social media. If we realize how much time we spend doing that, we'll realize, oh, I do have more time than I think I do.
Yeah.
And I am not anti-smartphone. I'll just say that I'm not.
Sometimes I, when I'm on my phone, I think of like, you know, that scene with Gollum where he's like caressing the ring saying, my precious.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a Frodo that was like rubbing the ring like that. And I'm like, ooh, that's kind of what I'm doing. My precious iPhone, which is yucky.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that thinking about that helps put how much time we have in perspective if as couples were struggling to have a date night.
Right.
And I also think that sometimes making time for date night means adjusting our expectations of how often we have date night or what date night looks like.
What do you mean?
Well, like ideally, I think we should have date night once a week.
Sure.
But sometimes there are seasons when we can't do that. So let's have it twice a month. You know, let's not beat ourselves up because we didn't do it every day, every week, that month, let's celebrate that we did it twice a month.
Sure.
So I think sometimes we have to adjust that. And date nights don't have to be like several hours and involve multiple activities. Like if we only have time to grab nachos and a barbecue sampler at happy hour for 45 minutes, which is something we actually do, especially on busy weeks.
Man, we can save $5-6 by going to happy hour at 4 in the afternoon.
Well, I mean, if that's all you have time for, do it. Right. You know, just make dedicated time for each other. Okay. So if date night matters, which we have established it does, because it builds connection and it strengthens the relationship and it's fun.
And it's tasty.
And it's tasty.
Did I say it tasty?
I think you did.
It tasty.
So how can we make it realistic in different seasons of marriage? For example, like, I don't know, say like 13 years ago when we had like a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old and a newborn and no family living nearby. Right. Date night wasn't as easy to make happen as it is now that we have teenagers and we're like, bye, we'll be back in a couple hours.
Absolutely.
Or we'll be back in 45 minutes after we go to happy hour.
Happy hour.
Like when we had young kids, it was harder.
It was hard to get out of the house.
Exactly.
Once in a while, we were able to find a babysitter, but oftentimes it was hard.
Right. So instead, we had a lot of date nights at home.
Right.
Like I remember how we would get Indian takeout. Oh, yeah. And I think we would binge things like the show 24. I don't know if you had Jack Bauer, if you guys remember that.
Oh, my goodness. We would watch that till, what, 2 or 3 in the morning?
We did not make wise decisions. Yeah. But our entire date took place downstairs in our living room while our kids were sleeping upstairs. Mm-hmm. And even though we didn't leave the house, it still served that purpose of connection and relationship building and just focusing our attention on each other. And I guess Jack Bauer, too. But we don't tend to be passive watchers. I mean, I think if you struggle a couple with being passive watchers of
just
things.
Just having the TV on and it's just running there. And
yeah.
But for us, it's oftentimes it sparks conversation or, you know, we deconstruct some aspect of the show.
Yeah.
Explore the narrative arcs and the character development. And
or appreciate the cinematography. I mean, I don't know how many times we sometimes have to pause things because we're talking about it so we don't miss the show. So for us, that kind of thing builds connection. But I guess if watching TV or watching movies does not do that for you.
Right. If it dulls your relationship or distracts you from
then pull out some cards or pull out a board game or play Scrabble. Or
jigsaw puzzle. We've been doing that lately.
It's
kind of meaningless, but kind of fun at the same time.
Yeah. So I think you can have date nights at home and adapt to what facilitates connection. And I think, again, back then was before smartphones, we're dating ourselves. This was like back in the early 2000s. So we didn't have our phones to distract us when we were having at home date nights. But I think in at home date nights, I think you can shelf your phone unless you're on call for something. What'd you say?
Or if I'm in the middle of a very compelling game.
Yeah, I'm not talking directly to you. Can you tell we have ongoing discussions about phone use at our house?
Too much.
But sometimes I'm the one on my phone. So I'm just saying, and sometimes you're talking to me and I have to make the choice to set my phone down and focus on you. And sometimes I'm not as quick to do it as I should. But so if you have a date night at home, I think it's a great idea to put your phones in the other room. If you're out I've heard people say, when you go on date night, leave your phones at home. That's just not practical if you have kids.
Leave it in the car, leave it on vibrate or something.
I would leave it on vibrate.
Yeah.
Because if you have kids, whether you have teenagers, you're leaving at home or you have a babysitter, they need to be able to get in contact with you. So I don't think that is a
practical
suggestion for every season of life.
Yep.
So I think another consideration when it comes to date night being realistic is finances.
It can cost a lot.
Well, and everything's expensive right now.
Oh, my lands. A quarter pounder with cheese?
Yeah.
$7 just for the sandwich. I mean, I had one like a month ago and it was so good. But it was $7.
Yeah. Well, Chick-fil-A's In-N-Out is still fairly affordable.
Fairly affordable.
So.
And Costco, of course.
And Costco. Yeah.
Anyway,
but date night doesn't have to be expensive.
It does not.
You know, we found that there's a lot of free or inexpensive ways to go on a date. For example, go to Costco and eat the free samples. Of course, if you're like us, you'll also buy a bunch of stuff and it won't end up being so cheap. But
it's something we're doing together that, like if you go to a fancy restaurant, it might be $60.
Yeah.
But you don't need it. That doesn't need to be what a date looks like.
Right.
Spend time together.
Well, you could pack a picnic and take it to if there's a lake, local lake, go eat the picnic next to the lake. That's cheap.
That's cheap.
I'm trying to think what else.
Are we brainstorming cheap dates?
Yeah. Do you have any other ideas on cheap dates?
Tacos.
Tacos are cheap. Go on Taco Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Well, that's another thing is look for coupons, right? There's a lot of buy one, get one, or a lot of places will have one night where things are cheaper. Although those are usually the happy hour. Those are usually the busy nights.
Or things that don't include food. Mm-hmm. A date doesn't have to be food.
Right.
You know, driving, hopping in the convertible and driving around, getting lost.
And that's just fun. Listening to music, mm-hmm. turning it up loud.
Reggaeton. I just like saying that.
So going on a walk, like say you do a picnic and go on a walk, mm-hmm. it's a cheap date too. And sure. you actually, okay, this is a little bit of a tangent off of that. But
we don't do tangents on this podcast.
Oh, yes, we do all the time. you actually read a Facebook post recently from Gary Thomas that, and it was about why CrossFit might be more dangerous for marriage than Facebook. But you read it.
And that was an example.
Right.
It's not literally getting exercise is a threat to your marriage, but he go ahead.
You talk about okay. Talk about what he talked about, but then talk about the positive spin you had on it.
Right. He wrote the post primarily as a warning that when your heart rate is elevated, when you're exercising, for some reason you are more easily able to make connections with people. So if you're working out and somebody starts flirting with you or touches you or assists you in some way or has a meaningful word or conversation, affirmation or something, you might be in a physical state where that builds a connection or a link that could be a threat to the connection you have with your spouse. I'm not saying it's always, but just be alert.
Right.
So, but what I thought is, you know, maybe instead of going on kind of a chill, passive dinner date, maybe if we go on a date where our hearts race a little bit, that'll maybe even help us connect even more.
Right.
Should we talk about tomorrow?
We're going
on a date tomorrow. It's an escape room.
Oh, right. Yes.
Which is kind of, hopefully it'll be fun and our hearts might race a little bit.
Well, yeah, because we're going to be trying to race against the clock and that always adds
So tomorrow we're doing an escape room date.
Yeah.
And I think the idea came to me after reading this article that if you can do a date where your heart is racing a little bit or something, it may facilitate more connection.
Right. So I need to touch your back a lot or your shoulder while we're Anyway, if you're wanting more ideas on inexpensive dates, my friend Darlene Schacht actually has a fun list of 15 date night ideas that won't break the bank on her website, timewarpwife.com. I'll try to include that link in the show notes, but I mentioned that because one of the ideas she had on there was to come up with a menu of something you haven't made before and cook it together. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a really fun idea, not only for, you know, keeping costs low, but just building connection. Because when you cook together and then you try it, I don't know, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing that a lot lately. I like chopping things. Mm-hmm. I like chopping carrots or for the mirepoix.
Right.
And we've made some new foods. We made some foods with, what's that called? The lemongrass?
Yeah, some Thai.
Lemongrass and ginger and stuff. So doing it together and also doing something new together is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we're not just making mac and cheese together, which is nothing wrong with that.
Well, sometimes you need mac and cheese.
Sometimes you need a little mac and cheese in your
life. Okay, so I wanted to mention, we also love weeknight date nights.
So it doesn't have to be a big weekend kind of
thing.
Deal.
Right. Because, and I know weeknight date nights are not realistic for everyone.
Right.
But there's a few reasons that we've really enjoyed them. And I thought we would share those four reasons.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So one, it interrupts the weekday monotony.
Thursday is boring. What the heck with Thursday? Why don't we do a date night on Thursday?
Right. Because it
changes. Look forward to it. Mixes up the week.
It changes. It changes up because I think Monday, you know, Monday is like, okay, wake up.
Get out of bed.
Get out of bed.
Try and comb across your head.
Is that song lyrics?
It is song lyrics.
Well, I was thinking wake up, get the kids ready for school, take the kids to school, come home, do some work, go pick up the kids, make dinner, do homework, you know, and then repeat like all the other weekdays.
Right.
But when we have, you know, when we throw a weeknight date in there, it adds some spontaneity, right?
Even if it's when we're dropping off one of the girls to dance or to anime club or something.
Yeah, we go do something and then we come back and pick them up. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that helps for you too, because you work at home and you're at your desk so much, you don't get out quite as much.
Right.
So it offers just this kind of
to change
of scenery.
Get some exercise walking from the house to the car. From the Oh, it's pathetic. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So weeknight dates also provide connection on our busiest days. You know, in the last episode, we talked about how to reconnect when mm-hmm. life pulls us apart.
Yep.
And I think that at the end of a workday, sometimes it's hard to catch up because our kids want our attention too, which is good. They need
of
our
course,
attention.
Absolutely.
They, you know, that's a valid need. But when we schedule a date like on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night, it gives us that much needed like catch up time in the middle of the week just mm-hmm. to reconnect.
I like catch up.
Both times. Okay. Weeknight dates also keep our priorities in order.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we believe that each other, we love our kids, but each other comes first.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when we go on a date, it shows the girls where our priorities are.
Right. Well,
and for them, you know, that dating and relationship is important.
And it was funny because after our friend shared that their daughter asked
right.
that question.
What are you doing going on a date? You're already married.
Right. I asked our 11-year-old, I was like, so why do we go on dates? And she was like, so
this
you
is
can
11-year-old?
11-year-old. Uh-huh. So you can spend time together. You need that time together. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was like she got it because mm-hmm. she's seen us do that.
Right, making it a priority.
So I think you're right. It communicates your priority, and it does. It teaches your kids. And I don't think they resent that. I think they, I mean, what kid doesn't want their parents to be connected and happy?
Enjoy hanging out together.
Right. It just makes for a better home life and right. a more stable situation.
Absolutely.
Okay. And number
fourth one?
Fourth. Yes.
Fourth and final?
Fourth and final. Let's or see. Fourth one I have.
Okay.
Okay. Places are less busy. Unless, of course, it's...
Oh, because the week...
It's
day instead of
right.
the end. Got it.
Yes.
Of course.
I mean, sense. That's not necessarily true here in the winter because once snowbirds come, we love snowbirds, but once snowbirds come, things are
right.
busy.
Right.
Even during the week.
At 4 o'clock.
At happy hour. So.
That's a great point.
But I mean, we usually don't have to wait as long for a table.
And sometimes it's cheaper.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Weekend meals can be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're talking about food.
Right.
But there are other sort of dates you can do besides food.
Yeah. I think the biggest consideration
yeah.
is if you live someplace where there's a lot of traffic, you got to time it around rush hour or else you're going to get stuck in rush hour. But I think a lot of people don't. Well, now more and more people work from home
mm-hmm.
and they do have flexible schedules.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, when we lived in Atlanta, traffic was an issue.
It was an issue.
So, okay, well, we're at the end of the episode. So to recap, consistent date nights do matter because they allow you to spend time together connecting and strengthening your relationship. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about in the last episode, marriage isn't static. It will change with time. So we have to be intentional to make sure we're growing together.
Absolutely.
And if date night is hard because of young kids or finances, get creative, but don't neglect spending that time together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what time it is?
It is us time challenge.
Yes. And you've probably guessed. What do you think it is?
Figure out a date and do it.
Yeah. Go on a date. So what should we do? Well, we're going on a date tomorrow.
Escape room.
Yeah.
Food may or may not be included. Escaping will be included.
I hope so. I hope
that we make it.
I hope that we make it. Yes. We'll see what happens. So
the cool thing about an escape room is that we're doing it together. We're mm-hmm. collaborating and hopefully there aren't too many crosswords or frustrations or I said frustrations.
Yeah.
I've never used that word before. I like that word. Frustration.
So we'll see. Wish us luck.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening. We hope this was encouraging and helpful to you. And we're looking forward to next time when we talk about why a boring marriage is a good marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Team Us with Ted and Ashley Slater is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review the podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.